Nelly says it's an honor to perform at Trump's inauguration in response to backlash. The Klan was created by the Democrats. By Paul Bois on January 20, 2025. Rapper Nelly has defended his decision to perform at President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration. Calling it an honor, Nelly said in an often contentious interview with fellow rapper Willie D that he will be performing at the Liberty Ball on Monday out of respect for the office of the president. "I'm not doing this for money. I'm doing this 'cause it's an honor. I respect the office," Nelly said. "It don't matter who is in office. The same way that our men and women, our brothers and sisters who protect this country, have to go to war and have to put their life on the line for whoever is in office. So, if they can put their life on the line for whoever is in office, I can damn sure perform for whoever is in office," he added. "I was born on military base in Austin. My father served. My grandfather served. My uncle served. My auntie served. My cousins served. I've entertainment the troops all over the world. Ain't no money in that. That's something that I felt I had to do because I was one of those kids on those military bases," Nelly added. Nelly also dismissed the idea of Trump being a white supremacist. "I would ask them to show me where he's a white supremacist," Nelly said. "The politics, for me, is over. He won. He's the president. He's the commander-in-chief of what I would like to say is the best country in the world. It is an honor for me to perform for the President of the United States, regardless of who is in office. If President Biden would have asked me to perform, I would have performed. If Vice President Kamala Harris would have won and asked me to perform, I would have performed," he added. The Grammy winner also criticized Biden and Democrats, saying it was racist when Biden told radio host Charlamagne Tha God "you ain't black if you vote for Trump." The conversation later changed when host Willie D called America a Klan country. "That was created by the Democrats. The Klan was created by the Democrats," Nelly said, a historic point to which Willie D conceded. "If you tell me this a Klan country, I ask you what party did the Klan come from? All the damage the Klan did, in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, all the damage that they did, but that party, we supposed to forgive all of that damage?" Country artist Carrie Underwood will also be performing at the event along with Kid Rock, Billy Ray Cyrus, and Lee Greenwood. "I love our country and I'm honored to have been asked to sing at the inauguration and to be a small part of this historic event," Underwood said in a statement. "I'm humbled to answer the call at a time when we must all come together in the spirit of unity and looking to the future." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.